Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Andy Pavko. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Ditmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Buell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Preston Ward. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Toby Atwell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Klipstein. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Klipstein. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Mathews reaches second base with a double. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mathews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mixes moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mixes scores. Fondi moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Fondi moves to third. Sauer moves to second. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fondi scores. Sauer scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ditmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Ditmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Hannebrink pinch hits for Bob Buell. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink takes first base on ball four. Cooper moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Antonelli now pitching. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mixes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Matthews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gordon. Sauer reaches second base with a double. Fondi moves to third. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer fields it and throws to home to get Fondi. Sauer moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Atwell hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dittmer hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Dittmer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ebba St. Clair pinch hits for Johnny Antonelli. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mixes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 2 in the game. Logan is hit by the pitch. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Matthews hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Jolly now pitching. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Fondi hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat now playing center field. Preston Ward now playing first base. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. Pafko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Atwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pavko throws the ball into Dittmer, who tags Smalley trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Atwell moves to third. One out. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klipstein strikes out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dittmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dittmer moves to third. George Crow pinch hits for Dave Jolly. Del Crandall pinch runs for Walker Cooper. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dittmer scores. Crandall moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 3 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Crandall moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Logan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jeffcoat. Logan reaches second base with a double. Jeffcoat throws the ball into Jackson, who tags Logan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Crandall scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Del Crandall now catching. Jim Wilson now pitching. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mixis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mixis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Mathews takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gordon hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Klipstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gordon for the out. Mathews moves to second. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Pendleton pinch runs for Andy Pafko. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Pendleton trying to get to third. Jeff Coat throws the ball into Jackson, who tags Pendleton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Pendleton now playing right field. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Atwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Atwell reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Atwell moves to third. One out. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Klipstein hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-4 in the game. Baumholtz takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mixes takes first base on ball 4. Baumholtz moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-0 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Atwell scores. Baumholtz scores. Mixes moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Mixes moves to third. Jeff Coat moves to second. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson fires to first and picks off Sauer. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dittmer hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Thorpe pinch hits for Jim Wilson. Bob Thorpe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thorpe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Milwaukee Braves, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.